So now that we've looked at the tongue, let's look at the head.
So before we begin, let's just make sure that you're aware that any of the information I'm presenting here is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional, and it's also not medical advice. And when you're presenting to your clients, you need to be really careful and make sure that they are aware that what you're presenting and what I'm presenting here today is intended as a sharing of my knowledge, information, clinical research, and clinical experience over many years. I encourage you, and you should encourage your clients, to make their own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional. This is especially true for folks who are on any medications. Just want to make sure that the things that we talk about in terms of nutrition are not going to interfere with the protocols.
Well, we may not have to climb trees to take a look at people's scalps. I thought it was very cute indication that we're getting up there, and you can see there's some little balding spots, and the scalp tells us a lot. The hair, the quality of the hair, the thickness of the hair, the luster, the shine, the scalp, whether it's flaky or dry or oily, the ears, and also cranial nerves. And while, you know, I'm not going to teach you to be a neurologist, there are a few things related to cranial nerves that you can do when you're having people evaluate their head, and we've included them in your head evaluation. So let's take a look at the exam. So basically having you circle everything that applies, and if a person has a dry hair, it can be indicative of an essential fatty acid deficiency. You may want to be looking at their chia seed, flaxseed, omega-3, EPA, DHA status. Premature graying can be a result of pantothenic acid deficiency. And it's interesting because premature graying is often said to be associated with adrenal fatigue. And adrenal fatigue wipes out pantothenic acid. And one of the best nutrients to supply for people with adrenal fatigue is pantothenic acid. So if you want to get rid of the premature gray, you may want to try some pantothenic acid. And when we say premature gray, what do we mean? Well, you don't expect people in their 20s and 30s to have a full head of gray hair. In their 50s and 60s, you may expect that they have some gray hair. So it just depends on the person's age and the degree of grayness. Hair loss, like patches, bald patches, or baldness, is oftentimes related to hormone balance, but hair loss can be related to B vitamins. So your folic acid, B5, B6, and B-complex in general, and also essential fatty acid deficiencies can contribute to hair loss. On the other hand, you can have toxicities, such as vitamin A toxicity and other environmental toxicities that have hair loss. So we're just going to note this. Not all of these are going to apply to everyone with hair loss. We're just going to be noting things, and when we go through the summary page, you'll see how we're going to tabulate everything. Dandruff can be deficiencies in EFAs. It can also be lack of antioxidants, and the one that's been found to be most associated is selenium. It can also be related to B6 or B-complex in general, or low stomach acid. And we know low stomach acid affects our minerals, and it affects our absorption of nutrients, and that could be related to dandruff as well. And for whatever reasons, excess earwax has been associated for the very longest time with low essential fatty acids. So it could be an overcompensation on the body's part. Not exactly sure what that connection is, but it definitely has been associated with. Doesn't mean everybody with excess earwax has low essential fatty acids, but it's just giving you something to look at. Finally, you can look at the cranial nerves. Now, there's 12 cranial nerves, and I'm not going to teach you to memorize the 12 cranial nerves. If you've been to medical school or chiropractic school or even acupuncture school, you probably know those 12 cranial nerves already. But in general, there's one related to hearing,
the auditory nerve,
to vision, the optic nerve, to sensation, there's the facial nerve and the trigeminal nerve, to smell, the olfactory nerve, to movement, the facial nerve is related to movement as well, and then the taste, which is controlled by the glossopharyngeal and facial nerves. So anyway, these are cranial nerves. So you want to basically hearing. So you can have a tuning fork, or you can make a loud noise, snap your fingers, and just see if there's a difference between how well they hear that in the left and right. Vision, you can just kind of use an eye chart or just get a sense of their vision from how well they can read. These are not that important in terms of a nutritional approach, but a lot of times some of these vision things are related to deficiencies like in vitamin A. So it's a good thing to be looking at. Sensation. If you're concerned about sensation, if they say they have facial numbness and you're concerned about this, you can take a safety pin, just gently tap them. You can use a cotton ball to see if they have a problem with soft touch or a sharp touch with the pin. You can also get these little pin wheels, and that's what we use in medical practice. And then smell, right? One of the simple things I would do is keep a couple of film canisters and put cinnamon and clove and things like that in them and just run them over by their nose and see if they can detect what the smell is. Movement. You know, you can just have them crunch up their jaw, scrunch their forehead, and you look for imbalances from one side to another, which could be indicative of a stroke or a mini stroke called a TIA or some other problems with the facial nerve. And finally, taste. Do they taste things? And low taste can be a zinc deficiency. So you want to make sure that they can actually taste things. And you can have them taste the cinnamon, or you can have a set of mineral tests, like a zinc taste test. The mineral tests are really fun to do, and we'll talk about that when we go through the home evaluation test.